You are listening to Metro.
Hello, it is Metro. Hi. There's lots of ways to waste your time today, and I'm glad that you took a couple minutes to do it with us. Clinton Petty is here with me. Hello, Clinton.
Hello, how are you?
Clinton brought something to my attention earlier this week. A flyer in town for a guy by the name of Mothman who was running for mayor.
I'm not convinced that he's a guy. He's more of a being.
Okay, well, so exactly what happened? This flyer is somewhere in Philadelphia.
I was walking down Chestnut Street and happened to look down and saw a sticker that said Mothman for Mayor.
So upon further investigation, Mothman actually has a website called mothmanformayor.org, where there's a whole lot of details about him, who he actually is, where he's from, Point Pleasant, West Virginia, by the way, and a bunch of his campaign promises. Now, you may think this bears some striking resemblance to the Mothman Prophecies, which was a movie back in 2001 or 2002,
somewhere
I think.
Yeah, around there.
With Richard Gere about this Mothman that collapses a bridge and kills a bunch of people. I'm not really sure how to wrap my head around the whole situation, so that's why we contacted the Mothman for Mayor offices. They have their own campaign offices.
As you'd expect from a serious candidate.
Of course. So we wanted to get one of their representatives on to discuss the Mothman and his run for mayor.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with today?
My name is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. My name is Metro, and this is Clinton.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
So what exactly is your title in the Mothman for Mayor organization?
I'm one of the campaign organizers.
Okay. And what does that include? What are your jobs as a campaign organizer for the Mothman?
Certain people get information, receive information from the Mothman a little bit better. So what we do is try and organize information as best as we can by reaching out to different people in the community and try and put a little, you know, pieces of the puzzle together.
Is it difficult to communicate with the Mothman?
It can be. A lot of the information is there's a lot of overlap with weird different technologies that come from different dimensions and things like that. So,
What's one of the technologies?
The big thing that we're having issues with is the RFIDs. In a different dimension or time, we're not really sure. Verizon tends to charge a lot for data plans for RFID telepathy.
Sure. Of course. Well, of course.
So, and then there's the, you know, download speed, and there's a whole bunch of different things that we've been running into that we have problems with.
All right, Daniel, I want to read some stuff off of the mothmanformayor.org website and tell me if you agree with it.
Okay.
When asked who is the Mothman, Mothman, or the Mothman, as he's often referred to, is just a warm-blooded American like you and me, striving to make our city of brotherly love the best it can be, not exactly a traditional politician by any means. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Now, why is it that we can't actually speak to Mothman himself today? Why are we, I mean, no offense to you, you seem like a perfectly fine gentleman, but why is it that we speak to his campaign office and not necessarily him?
Well, Mothman's really, really hard to, you know, he's hard to contact. There's only certain people that can contact him at all.
It's a campaign not without platforms. There are certain campaign platforms for the Mothman. Mothmanformayor.org is the website. And I wanted to go over some of these and see if you could elaborate a little bit on them, if that's okay with you.
Okay. I may not know all of them. But.
Okay. But, well, look, I mean, you're his chief representative right now, so we lean on you a lot.
Well, not chief.
Well, who's the chief of the Mothman for Mayor campaign?
Well, it'd be Mothman, but everybody else contributes as much as they can.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go over some of these campaign platforms, and you tell me your thoughts on them, okay?
Okay.
The first one I actually agree with a lot. It's eliminate the crime rate by legalizing all crime.
Yeah. That's just logic.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, there would be no crime rate if there was no crime, correct?
There'd be a rate. It'd be zero. But there wouldn't be any crime.
Okay. Now, medical marijuana should be promoted and taxed. Why is that?
Smoking pot's really cool.
Does the Mothman actually engage in such human-like activities as smoking marijuana?
Yeah, he's got red eyes.
True. You make a really nice point. All city pools should be turned into koi ponds for further relaxation. Why is that?
Well, I mean, older people tend to be a little bit squeamish about going to pools. Their bodies start to deteriorate, and, you know, koi ponds is just something that everybody can enjoy. Who doesn't like koi?
That's a good point. Yes.
You guys not agree with that?
No.
Well, look. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what that does for the city. Putting.
You just watch them.
Turning pools into toy fish ponds. I don't really know if that's. I wouldn't put that as number three on my list of campaign platforms. That would be my advice to the Mothman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that everybody pretty much agreed on the most.
Really.
I have to be honest with you. The idea of some giant moth man.
Right.
As mayor,
right,
could be frightening to some people. How could you alleviate their fears to overcome that? I think this is probably the primary obstacle that he has is getting people to vote for him in lieu of their fear of a giant mothman being mayor.
I agree. That's one of the things that we're working on.
Daniel, is it Daniel? Is that your name?
Daniel.
Okay, mm-hmm. Daniel. You know, there are some skeptics that'll say. That this is just you and your buddy smoking a lot of weed on a Friday night and you made this whole thing up. What would you say to those people?
I mean, that's really sad. I would say that's very sad.
He has a Twitter account, so he has to be real, right?
He tweets.
Yeah,
he tweets.
What is the Twitter account for Mothman?
Mothman for Mayor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to go back to the campaign platforms for a second. No dogs allowed is one of the ones on the list. Why is that, that dogs would not be any longer allowed in Philadelphia?
Doesn't really like dogs. He just not into dogs. I think he's more of a cat guy.
So cats are fine, then.
I mean, he's never said anything about cats, but it leads me to believe that he's... he likes cats.
Okay, so again, if you're just picking up on this, Mothman or the Mothman is a...
What does he prefer?
Just Mothman. Okay. The Mothman kind of sounds pretentious.
Yeah, I understand. He's a good, warm-blooded American like you and me, striving to make our city of brotherly love the best place that it can be. A couple quick questions before we round this whole thing out that I want to run by you.
Okay.
Does he know Richard Gere personally?
I don't think so.
Is he worried that someone might install a light bulb in City Hall and distract him from his work?
See, it's that kind of racist rhetoric that's going to keep...
Daniel, how is that racist?
How is it racist?
Moths aren't a race. They're a species.
Yeah, they're a species. So are humans. So you'd vote for a white candidate or a black candidate?
But not
What about a dark gray candidate?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, if there was a legitimate dark gray candidate that would actually get on the phone and not send his representative, then I would speak to him.
We'll organize that.
I would love to. I would love to speak to the Mothman. But still, the question remains, are you worried about a light bulb distracting your candidate from doing the work that he set forth to do?
To be honest, a little.
Okay. See? It's not that racist after all.
Is he registered as in either party?
Is the Mothman registered for either party? No.
And how is he tackling ballot access issues?
It's probably just going to be a write-in campaign.
Yeah. All right. Well, Daniel, I'm amazed by this whole phenomenon of the Mothman, and the website is mothmanformayor.org. If you want to check it out.
As are we.
Yeah. In the future, I would love to actually speak with the Mothman and get some further thoughts from him as far as how he's going to make Philadelphia better.
All right. Well, hey, let's set up a time. What time be good for you guys? We can get the Mothman.
Anytime that you can get the ABCDs all coordinated with Verizon and we can have this conversation, we would love to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll try and gather some information. We'll send you an email and set something up.
All right, Daniel. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Metro.